He did not let Israel go. I want to talk to you about the seriousness of stubbornness and rebellion. In Exodus chapter 11, we see the announcement of the death of the firstborn. In Exodus chapter 11, verse 5, the Bible says, "And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die." Skip to verse 10. "So Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go out of his land." Imagine what Egypt has just gone through. We've seen the first through nine plagues already taken place. The land of Egypt is in complete ruin. And now there's an announcement that the firstborn is going to be killed. But yet, Pharaoh hardens his heart and he will not let the children of Israel go from his land. There is obvious significant consequences to stubbornness and rebellion. In God's eyes, rebellion and stubbornness are both considered sins. Sin will always result in death. The Apostle Paul writes that in his letter to the Romans, in chapter 6, verse 23. Paul pens, "For the wages of sin is death." In our Exodus story, we see Pharaoh in rebellion and stubbornness against the Lord, sinning against the Lord, refusing to submit and obey God, thus piling sin upon his own head and the entire nation of Egypt. God does not take stubbornness and rebellion lightly. Please turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, we see Saul being rejected as king of Israel. Let's look at verses 22 through 23. The Bible says, "So Samuel said, 'Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.'" Verse 23, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king." God looks at rebellion as witchcraft and stubbornness as idolatry. God doesn't look lightly upon idolatry. In fact, the very first commandment God gave to Moses was, "You shall have no other gods before me." Anything placed higher than God in our lives is considered an idol. Let's look at the original instructions that God gave to Moses regarding a rebellious son. Please turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 21. We're going to look at verses 18 through 21. It's a little lengthy, so hang in there. The Bible says, "If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and who, when they have chastened him, will not heed them, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city, to the gate of his city." Verse 20, "And they shall say to the elders of his city, 'This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard.' Then all the men of his city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall put away the evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear." Brutal! But this is how God initially instructed Israel to deal with rebellious and stubborn children. Just take them out and stone them. In reality, though, we are all the children of God. Now keep in mind, this was under the law, the old covenant. The new covenant is under grace because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. So if there's rebellion or stubbornness in your heart, or you know somebody who's stubborn and rebellious, what should you do? You pray that the Lord would remove any rebellion and stubbornness from your heart or from the person you're interceding for. Pray that their hearts would be softened, that their eyes would be opened. Confess sins. Plead with God. Fast and pray if need be. But either way, the sins of stubbornness and rebellion must be dealt with. We must ask to be transformed by Jesus Christ, and He'll do it for us. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please forgive me of all stubbornness and rebellion that I have had towards you and others. I choose to receive your grace. I thank you, Lord, for dying for my sins and the sins of the world. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.